tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
I see it's up in Europe. What were you doing up so late at night, man? It's 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, I don't know. I was doing a pretending radio call on the internet. You know what I found? That I couldn't remember the website. Atlantic Coast at 73.com. He's a machine. Extra wide.
Oh, yeah, that's the right plate caps. I've seen them. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'll tell you, that's a walking amplifier. You know, I ran a 2K3 for a long time, and then I put it out the pasture when I got the, you know, when I got the 30S. But, you know, I was a little sorry because the 30S is great, but you got to keep it cooking. You know, it takes time for that ceramic tube to warm up. Nice amplifier. But that's, you know, that's the one thing about this I just don't like. So what I got here now is a 30S, a LK550, an LFL7000, and a desk amplifier, and, you know, the cold dust twist.
Now, give me the one amplifier.
I switch radios, I don't switch bands. Oh, I have the Johnson 6-2 amplifier too. I forgot that one. Now, I don't get a lot of time to get on. That's the whole thing, but I got the station pretty much working, Richie. I got Levex motor driven switchover relays, the coaxial switches. So when you switch over the different things, you hear all the clicks on these leader switches.
Okay, you know, Marcio, I'm keeping everything very simple. Amplifier is going to be one of the last purchases. Spent way too much money. Not good. I just don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm getting about that amplifier. You got to throw Barry that money for it. You know, guy can use it.
Oh, I know. When my money comes through in March, the first one that gets me, then I'm going to buy the tuner and the scanner and that stuff.
Yeah, we should have sold a few dollars over the holidays. Animated, it was a little bit behind the power curve.
Then again, I don't know.
I animated, it was a little bit behind the power curve. It would have helped with a few $100 on holidays.
And I wanted to. I really did. I thought of it, but I ran out of money. That tipped me easy at $50 a piece. And I didn't have any more money. I'm broke.
Well, that's not a good position to be in now, is it?
No, it's not. Amy is putting money in the account tomorrow, but it's only $100. Jeremy is going to take over the power attorney. I'm not a happy man.
You're going to take it away from Amy?
I just wanted to give it up anyway.
How did Jerry take it?
Oh, no, no. Jeremy's going to take it. We already decided.
All right. As long as you got some control of what's going on.
P2IXP.
IXP, pick it up, Joe, my good man.
Happy New Year, Hal. Happy New Year, Richie. Middle of the night, I can't sleep. I reach over and turn on my radio, and what do I find?
Two old crouches talking.
How are you, John?
Not three. You forgot to count me.
We were the two old crouches you started. You broke in now. You're the third old crouch.
You know why I'm up now? I had too much coffee today. That's the last. Drank too much. I took my medication and put out a hand now. Hey, John.
Well, I've been up and down, and I've been up and down, and I've been sleeping and awake. And awake and sleeping and awake. And I think I'm going to go back and try to get some sleep.
I've been up. I was doing a project here. I'm sitting right now with a bud, looking at the bubbles in the glass, and this will put me to sleep. Not saying I haven't fallen asleep right in front of the radio a couple of times already. You know, but it's been the last couple of months. But I'm looking at this nice Budweiser, and it's making me just relax good and wine. Go ahead, Richie.
Okay, welcome to Stay In Here, John. Now, I hate the taste of quantum in the younger days. I gave it up, I don't know. I go out, I like a glass of red wine. John.
My wife just rolled over, smiled at me, and said, I love bubbles.
Well, you know, I'm not a beer drinker, really, but I was very busy on a project. Looked at the time, looked at Mendo, my pooch. Mendo said to me, when are you going to sleep, Master? So I looked at Mendo and I said, I will, Mendo. Go back to bed. I have a pooch that is the best pooch in the world. I expect. Get up.
I'm John.
And for the most part, dogs love me. But right now, gentlemen, I'm going to bid you a fond farewell. A lovely evening, restful sleep, and a healthy new year, because I'm going to go to sleep. So, KD2 IXP, good night, gentlemen.
KD2 IXP, sounds like XYL is lying in the right seat, as they say. Good night, have a good new year. Six, beautiful times.
Okay, John, you take care of regards to your wife. KD2IXP and 2EM.
Think he went out to Wonderland, Richard?
Now, well, one of the pills, I take all my pills. One of them is called Trazodone, making a bedtime for sleep. It's not a narcotic, so I have no idea how it works. But it was prescribed for me, it works great.
Oh, that's good. And so we owe this keeping solid purple stuff. No, I'm not really drinking. I don't drink liquor. I only acquired the taste for beers after sanitizing the light coop. But I'm not really a drinker. So after the challenge I had this evening, I need to celebrate. I don't have champagne handy here, so I took a little bubbly of Budweiser, making me very thinkable. I got so many irons in the fire, Richie, that the fire is covered with all these irons. You don't know my agenda, man. You have no idea.
Oh, I know, Hal. You have a lot of fish to fry. I do, too. But look, it annoys me that you're getting along good. Very good. That's the main thing. But I'm very much blessed that I have a nice family. You know, if it wasn't for meeting her, I'd be in a nursing home because you have to have somebody in the house, a family. That's what they do. It's called Adult Protective Services.
No. I understand. I'm just thinking of all the projects I've got from Mill. All the ADS system I'm finishing off, projects for the club, the CW station, the transmitter, we've got to draw done, the station off the receiver. I got so many other things in the fire here, jumping around from one hot spot to another. But I have to admit, hey, when you're 69 going on 17, man, you gotta move your tail feathers. Go ahead.
I'm not from behind you, Al. Patty turned in October. By the way, I gave it up, makeup kid, and gave that thing. Thank me, she's very happy with this dog Chevy in Florida. Quote unquote, boy, do I need makeup. Jeremy told me that quitting knowing my wildest dreams is such a blind way.
What? Well, as long as you're not wearing your receipt, no big deal. You bought lady in makeup on the internet. I think that's very promising. I'm just sitting here thinking, well, what I got to do tomorrow? Oh, my God. I've got one agenda after the other. I got to go to Richmond Hill in the morning. I've got somebody picking up a radio at 5:20 for a scout amateur radio thing down in South Jersey. They're training Boy Scouts in amateur radio class. Wanted something with an interesting radio, and I found, figured I would discuss about the 520. Got the 520. I even gave him a super moment. You know, normally, Richard, I don't do scout yet. On that one. JS6s are great as long as you know how to work with them, because the plate dissipation on those tubes is so low in pulse versus 6146 has a very good plate dissipation. I would go the 520 also over the 101. I'm very familiar with pulling. I have laying on my bench Red Eagle to work on. But they're better radios. With all the people that have these newfangled radios, solid state, you know, and all these other ones, the balancing ones. So all these new sets, they die. A little old 520. So the 101 series is done on the Joe Gage 50.
Oh, do you have no problem with my TS-59? Titles are heavily protected. Yep, from a 101 to I don't have to worry about it only.
Yeah, but you can't beat a TS-520 or an FT-101 in one of those crazy G5 RVs. Don't even need the tuner, Richard. That Pi network will match DC to light, man. 5 ohm impedance to 2,000 ohm impedance coming out of Pi output. You can feed a little G5 RV to the cows come home. And here we go. This is Kilowatt 6, darling purple something. Well, no, you know, I go along with you. You know, the attorney you're mentioning is a lot better because you have a situation. You know, I use an earlier shovel earlier too, on the going from the radio into the antenna. Yeah, I have a tuner I use for the whatchamacallit. LK550, I'm working 160 and 80. I have a little standing wave, you know, I don't like to speak, but without. Well, the amplifier, when it's working, you know, have it connected, you know. Just a tuner, just, you know, 160 meters. What I do, I go one tuner into another. This is really sneaky. Hold on, Richard. I got one tuner. Where I have the other tuner, and the other tuner that goes to the outside world, meshes on the high tower. I bypass that when I'm working 80, but it's not being used. And then when I work 160, I turn that on. So to do that, it's a very good match. I'll say I played this many years ago. I used to, you know, call broadcast stations on the way, but on the weekends, I'd pick up a few extra bucks. That was a fun KWAM broadcast station. Small ones. Not Los Angeles. L.A., San Diego Valley. I was considered the engineer. You know, we did the, made sure everything was working, filled out the logbooks, We call it being a compliment, but we did have somebody at one of the stations with the announcer. The station was so small, it was at a park in Glendale. And the AP teletype was in the bathroom. And we used to pull the paper for the news. I'm thinking back, oh God, I was 17 years old. Go ahead, it's too young. Keep six dollars, purple's up.
Okay, Al, it's Leo. I hope you're okay, Al. You're slowing your speed. You're talking too soft. Are you okay? Maybe that beer has got you.
And to Leo, okay, 6DP says. Oh, I'm good. I'm not driving the car. I'm not flying myself now, so I'm fine. I feel great. Hey, you gotta learn how to relax. You know, this time of night to be on Limark. And to, you know, pass it back and forth with you, I think is very, very interesting. I'm sitting here, you know, my station, looking like, you know, Richie, I'm looking at my station, and I have a, let me tell you what this looks like. Hold on a second. Okay, starting from the left side, I'm looking at here. Oh, yeah, okay. A TMC cross needle tuner, 767, FL7000. Another tuner, 62S1, LK550. What is this receiver? Thunderbolt. KWM2 tuner, 51S1. The main area here, FT1000, 781. The next pile is, 857, which I'm talking on, a Black Widow on 220, a Lafayette 2 meter, TW380, and it's over. I got a 220 Black Widow, I got a very better, goes from DC, 46 gigs, the Half Bruna transceiver, which is commercial, the map of Mike. Now it's a Ranger 1, 75 horse sitting on top of the Ghost Kilowatt. And then I have the Goldust Twins next to that. And then underneath by my operating table, I have a 30 Sugar 1. So those are my toys, Richard. It's 2EO. Keep six dolly purple something.
Okay,
Al,
it's
2EO.
You know, I had a lot of stuff like that in my stove. Don't want it anymore. I cringe when I think of what I had, money I spent, money I spent. Gone. You know, if I had that money today, me and Patty could go to the Florida or something. Not good. But anyway, look, want to put her on the knee, look through that as long as something happens to me. Payment stopped, has 1 year to pay back it out of the house. And it's as common as her. She can say, yeah, that's the money you're going to pay. I would like that.
That's 2EO, K6DC. Well, I was a doctor, attorney. Have you seen Mark? Are you going to utilize Mark? He's a good guy, by the way.
Not yet. I did speak to him on the phone. He is a good guy. Patty has a friend. Oh, I remember his first name, Jimmy. He did the closing for me, so maybe he's going to do it.
Well, I would say, you know, I would interview Mark, because Mark is a very sharp man. He'll make sure all the ducks are in order before they quack.
Oh, I know. This friend of hers has been a large firm. So he's the one who's good. Whichever she feels most comfortable with, I don't care.
I'm here, Richie. I am here, don't worry. I'm not falling asleep at the controls. 2EO, K6DP. I'm just contemplating what I have to do tomorrow. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about it. And tomorrow I will be as sober as a judge. No, I'm still sober. But I would not get behind the wheel of my car or get behind the controls of my Cessna. because you wait 24 hours from bottle to throttle. Richie, I'm going to let you go. That's okay. And then he's looking at me and saying, Master, I'm going to go to sleep. You look a little out of it. Mental, thank you. I understand. Head to VO, K6DPC. Pick it up for your final.
Okay. That dog has a lot of sense, I'm sure. I know you love him. I love our dog, too. Very sweet. She's on the radio all day. Fly to hell. KCC. VO.
And to VO, K6. May the force be with you. K6DBZ is QRD.
System. 9:30 at the tunnel.
Yeah, I gotta talk to that rascal later. You guys are on the DMR?
We are in the Dominican Republic.
Straighten out that problem.
I don't know what problem that is. And we still haven't had a chance to figure out what's going on with yours, because you've been, you know, running around going to Japanese steakhouses and all sorts of other places.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so he's got the other radio going, but that's a Hytera. He said he was having trouble after he reloaded. That got straightened out?
I have no idea. He was on the MD, so he's of a mindset of, well, I got one that works, so I'm not worried about the other one right now.
Understand, but it's rendered me, well, I can still make some of the other machines. He didn't erase everything totally. I elected to try taking the big lie, and I see that could be a big mistake.
Everything's a big mistake. There's some accident in the trench, so the Grand Central is creepy crawly, almost dead stop over here. The LIE is not doing good. You may need to bail and head up Northern Boulevard. So we're all going to be late. So who cares? Who cares? First week of the year. But, you know, one of these days we got to get together. You bring that Hytera over and we'll see what the dealio is, figure out what's going on with it, if it's just a code plug or if it's something else going on, and we'll take it from there. That's all. Come on, and to PPN.
KV2N, I thought the last time we spoke it was some kind of double secret probation code that had to be entered in to utilize the frequency.
No, there's other things, but not a double secret probation, or super double secret probation on Delta House. None of that. What was I going to say? We'll figure it out one way or another. And I have a high split 6550 coming. I'm swapping my VHF 6550 for a high split UHF 6550, just like your radio. So I will be creating a code plug for it that I could clone into yours, so you will no longer be held hostage.
Okay, very good. All right, so I saw you did some tooling in the Pampa Mobile.
That's when we took daughter's car over to the mechanic. I followed her over there, and she had nothing to do, so we went for a nice breakfast at this cute little cafe in Point Lookout. And then we scooted on down the cab tree and Robert Moses, and I got her to experience triple-digit acceleration, and she just sat there and shook her head and goes, why does anybody need a car to go this fast?
So you get there quicker.
Why does anybody need a car that goes over 100 miles an hour? She has no idea.
I'm on the service road. Where am I? I think I'm by Jekyll and Hyde Park Road already, I think.
Think? You don't know? You don't know where you are? Oh my God. You're driving around without knowing. I'm by the gas station over here on the GZP, doing a like whopping 5 miles an hour. And it's PPN.
How much is the gas?
Considering this is one of the highest priced stations in the state, 229 for regular. I've seen regular for 193 already.
It's a beautiful thing. So how many cranky batteries are going to crap out tomorrow?
No idea. No idea at all. I guess we're going to find out whoever's going to need a new battery for their vehicle.
Yes, we will. Well, I did it was a productive days off, considering everything. I'm going to have to speak with the garish one. I don't know if he can do the yanking on a certain molar, but I'll talk to him about it. It's going to have to be yanked. I think I have to go to this guy that I saw, because there's some other procedure that has to be done to lay a foundation, so to speak.
Oh, my. Sounds like much work. Sounds like much work. Hopefully it'll go quickly and be over and done with and back to normalcy.
I want you to know that this tooth nibbled on Patty's Mike's ear.
Oh, then if it's getting yanked, you better make sure that you keep it, put it in a box, and remember that Patty Smythe's ear was nibbled by that tooth.
You know what line that's from? What movie?
I am trying desperately to do a cross-reference filing inside my brain, but I think I have a cobweb in the wrong place.
Yeah, you might need some CPU help there. It's from the in-laws. Remember Serpentine Shell was a dentist?
Vaguely, in some fog. I think I need some more RAM.
This guy has also a tooth that has to be yanked, and he's taking his time and selling and stuff, his old Jewish guy, because that tooth nibbled on Sophie Tucker there.
Sophie Tucker.
Sophie Tucker. I did take the White Thunder out of the garage and ran it, I think on Friday I did that, because all is quiet on New Year's Day. I ran it, and everything was okay. No leakage. Everything was topped up and looking good.
Yeah, the only issues I had were my tires were a little low, so I bumped them up, and I brought them up to about, I guess, 3/4 of what's on the sidewall, because I was in a rush and I didn't look through the manual to see what I should have set them at, and I figured, I'll just get them stiff because I'm not going crazy anywhere. And of course, the computer complained, you know, high pressure, you know, TPMS, high pressure left front, high pressure right front. And then finally, I guess I woke up the rear tire pressure sensors because they weren't indicating at all. They were just quiet. And then it woke up the rear ones after I did a couple of triple-digit sprints. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting the rears are showing high pressure. And they're not showing crazy high pressure, just over what the setting should be. And that's when I discovered that the right rear one is just giving me 3 X's. So I may have to reprogram that one. My son said that one every now and then was giving him trouble, so it's possible that one may need to either get reprogrammed or it'll be slated on the project to get replaced at some point in the future. Because he had had them all changed and replaced when he first bought the car. But maybe that one just slipped out of programming for some strange reason or another.
You have to do the same in the truck here. I think I have one that's operational. I'll tell you on the next over.
Yeah, so it's no big deal. At least, you know, it's going to sit. I wanted to have the tires a little puffed up anyway, so that gives it a little bit less of a chance of flat spotting with a little extra hair in the tires.
Yeah, one sensor left that's working.
Galactic Avenger. They just tripped the light. That's all. They just tripped the light, and then it's like, wow, now you gotta go look and see which one tripped the light. Get the gauge out and go around if nothing's obvious. So it involves a little more brain work, but not a problem. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, the more complicated they make things, the more they make things complicated.
I hear that. I think we talked one time about this, when there was only one out. It doesn't specify which wheel is which. It's stacked, top to bottom. So you have to kind of guesstimate which one is which. I don't understand why they just didn't indicate, you know, left front, left rear, right rear. There's nothing in the manual that tells you anything to follow also. Kind of have to guess. But one is still operating, and I'm assuming it's in the back somewhere.
That's cute. Nice. Yeah, you would have thought. That would have just made sense that they would have said it, but I guess it depends upon which one comes up first, you know? Which one reports in first? But with Pepper, each one is ID'd. That's part of the procedure. If you do it, you have to program it, and you have to go through the programming steps to do it so that the sensor that you're doing, that you're triggering, is the one that it's ready to receive the, I guess, identification from, so it knows. Complications. It used to be so easy. Just go around and kick the tires. If one of them was soft, got to put some air in the tire.
I have my gauge in the car. Go to the gas station. You go to where you know there's a free air pump. Go in the morning on a weekend and fiddle around all you want, including the spare, the forgotten spare.
Absolutely. I have a compressor at home, so I just fire it up and good to go. And to keep me in Mobile, by the way, in the trench. Yeah, so that was one of the things I did to daughter's car. Checked all the hair in her tires. Set it to the recommended pressures. And got it to spare, which looked like it hadn't been touched since the day the car was built. So that's a nice thing. Doesn't even look like it was ever used. And it had like no air in it, so, well, let's put some air in the spare. So I filled up the spare in the air. I checked through the toolkit and the jack and all the other stuff. Was tightened down all the little things so it doesn't make any rattling noises or noises. So everything's good to go. An oil change, oil and filter change, and it's on its way.
Well, I like driving on the elevator. It cuts people off. This is great. I like when they speed up when they know you want to change lanes. Cool.
Yes, the cutthroat. Cutthroat Raceway.
I'm actually moving along pretty decent. I'm coming up to, I think it's the road to Utopia Parkway exit.
I'm just coming up to 164th Street. Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity. Okay. Well, sounds like that's getting whipped into shape. When does she depart?
Another 2 weeks. Yep, replace the side view mirrors, put new side view mirrors on it. So it's got two matching brand new side view mirrors. It had one that was, the driver's side was, the housing was cracked and the glass was all cracked. So rather than just replace that one, couldn't find another white one. So turned around and got two brand new black ones. So I'll have an extra up for sale white passenger side mirror, which I scrubbed and cleaned, and I'll probably figure out some way of listing it for sale someplace, see if somebody needs one, and recover some of the money for the mirrors.
Coolio. I think I should, let me see, I think I can make it to Casino Boulevard. One more mill. Kinky.
school's back in session today, and we're back to full swing. All the pedagogues are back under their desks and whatnot.
Yes, sir. So we should hear Pete droning on and on about the winter break and what he did and where he went.
Oy.
This means we've been reloaded for vacation and sick leave days. Jeepers.
There's a list going around in the office of people who still owe some furlough time. Apparently I may need to make a phone call to the Ivory Palace and find out whether I owe anything.
May have to take a couple of days with this too, thing. So, but that'll be sickly days, of which I have a plenty.
That's good. I mean, not good that you have to take care of your toothy, but that you have some sick days.
Yes, I'll make sure I do the appointment at 2:30.
And to PBN Mobile. Well, if you do it when I'm around, if you're going to be anywhere nearby the garage, after you're done with him, if you have free time on your hands, you'll come by and we'll figure out what this high terror.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to do it this week. I'm supposed to go to the upstate on Saturday. So I don't know if I'm going to do it this week. Probably next week, what I'm thinking. I got to talk to Gary, see what he thinks, and use his expertise. Kind of scary. And make a decision. No emergency, but it ain't sticking around.
Opie Tucker's ear isn't going to wait for it much longer.
It's true. That's Opie Tucker. Looks like it's going to be a breezy walk today. I think my hair gel is congealed.
Well, you know what happens when you use that hair gel. If it sets up too quick, things will break rather than flex.
Now, the temperature supposed to plummet during the course of the day or tonight?
Actually said it's going to go down a little bit, not a lot. It's going to sketch down another few degrees, and then it's going to stay there, and then tonight it's supposed to take a little bit of a nosedive. So tomorrow morning is definitely going to be the shrinkage alert day.
Yeah, we'll get barraged with the first bangers of the season.
Gotta love it. Banking it out.
That's it. All right, I'm on the hunt.
I'm still on the jack.
Yeah, past two good spots already, but I'm trying to get in a little closer. I don't want to get greedy.
Just don't want to PO the traffic gods. And I've got to see what's going on. They were setting up to start some kind of a sewer job or some kind of a excavation on Cypress Ave where I get off for like that first mile of Cypress Ave going west from the Jackie, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to see what's going on and I won't be stuck in some detour or whatever that I gotta deal with and then have to turn around and change my whole route going in due to this new construction project.
Yes, I understand.
Have you heard from the Kramerich lately?
I did. I received some banter from him, yes.
How's he doing with his unemployment status?
He said he had a tell me a bunch of stuff. I wasn't in the mood for a phone call.
All right, well, you speak to him, tell him I said, hey.
I missed a decent spot by 2 minutes, so I'm going to take one of these backup spots, because this is certainly going to disappear.
I'm just about to get off the jockey. Let's see what happens. Fingers crossed.
I'll talk to you later. And two, VPN Mobile.